From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm David Green.
And I'm Robert Siegel. United Nations agencies are appealing to world leaders this week to keep their promises and cut poverty in half by 2015. That's just one of the so-called Millennium Development Goals and a starting point for this year's annual General Assembly meetings in New York, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
The UN General Assembly session is often described as diplomatic speed dating. With the early focus on the development goals, aid groups are getting into the act, trying to woo countries to donate to their causes.
The possibility is before us of a generation born free of AIDS. That is actually possible.
That's Anthony Lake, who runs UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. He got an early start today talking about a program to prevent the transmission of HIV from mother to child. And he introduced one beneficiary, Babawa Mbono, who traveled here from South Africa.
I would like to see a country or a world that has HIV-free babies and women that are healthy and strong, that can live longer to be able to look after their families.
That breakfast session was one of many events on the sidelines of the UN Summit on Development. At another nearby hotel, Bread for the World's David Beckman was issuing a call to action to provide better nutrition for newborns.
Providing nutrition to a malnourished baby is sacred work. And we have a chance together to provide nutrition to tens of millions of malnourished babies.
The World Food Program's Josette Sheeran told NPR that she's hoping countries will see this as a priority and spend a little bit extra to make sure children get proper vitamins in their first 1,000 days.
Undernutrition affects every Millennium Development Goal. It affects hunger, of course, but also child death and childbirth, the ability of women to succeed in life, the ability of kids to go to school. So this affects across the board all the Millennium Development Goals, and this is the one investment people are saying can make a difference in all of them.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton co-hosted that event with her Irish counterpart before racing off to other meetings and then to her husband's conference, the Clinton Global Initiative. There, the secretary announced a new public-private partnership to increase the market for clean cook stoves to help give poor families an alternative to cooking over open fire, which is harmful for their health and the environment.
I know that maybe this sounds hard to believe, but by upgrading these stoves, millions of lives could be saved and improved. This could be as transformative as bed nets or even vaccines.
The U.S. is pledging $50 million for the Global Alliance for Clean Cook Stoves, and Clinton is trying to drum up more investments from other countries and private donors.
The next time you sit down with your own family to eat, please take a moment to imagine the smell of smoke, feel it in your lungs, see the soot building up on the walls, and then come find us at the Global Alliance for Clean Cook Stoves.
Activists gathered here in New York are hoping that when President Obama speaks to the UN Millennium Development Summit tomorrow, he'll be announcing bigger pledges on other health programs that they say are working. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, New York.